And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
With Allah, the only one Allah, okay? They're gonna kill him, they're gonna kill him, I don't care. My oldest one is killed, so I don't care. I don't care if my youngest one is gonna be killed today. So I want the world to hear this. And I don't care if I am gonna get killed too, okay? And I will say Allahu Akbar. That's what I'm gonna say.
Oh, baby, we cut off the kiss and kiss. Just throw mama from a train. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Just throw mama from the Euro rail. I told you it was a terrorist mother. I'm never wrong. International politics and I. Okay, it's enough with the song. They don't want to hear the sweet. It's the Savage Nation. Wake up. You're so fine.
You're so fine.
There you go. A little Rock and Roll Friday. Sound like an angry old white male? Not me. Not me. I'm a happy young white male. I'm happy about everything. We got the best president in American history, the finest attorney general, the most superb FBI ever in history. Why, they just deterred a bomber from, well, doing worse than he did. Just think of what would have happened if we didn't have those billions of bullets saved up in the DHS. The DHS needs all those 2 billion bullets that she bought, big sis with the lipstick and the pearls, because one day she may have to use those hollow point bullets, which are outlawed by the Hague Convention, outlawed by the UN. You're not allowed to use hollow point bullets in military weapons, but big sis, your DHS, the woman with the pearls and the lipstick, has bought a billion or more rounds of hollow point ammunition for what? She didn't have any use for them to stop the Boston terrorism attack. So what is she going to use them for? Put two and two together, morons. Put two and two together and you'll come up with not radical Islam, but radical Obama. Okay, I've had enough. That's my political show. Have a nice day. Play You're So Fine Again by the Falcons. It's Rock and Roll Friday. Open mic to Mike Friday. Anything you want to talk about, including Savage Life Coach questions. The doctor is in. The doctor is in. Family problems, I'm the world's greatest expert, since I've created so many of them in my life. You know how troubled therapists are, right? And yet, stop. Do you realize, is this something you have to understand? People say you're a hypocrite for giving information, or opinions, rather, on things you know nothing about. You go to anyone on earth, they're giving you opinions on things they know very little about. For example, you go to a psychiatrist. Most of them are the most screwed up people on the planet, but it doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about. The reason they know how to help you with your problem is because they have so many of their own. They've been worried about them all their lives, and they probably figured out answers to them. They've been obsessed with who they are, how they act, what their mother did to them, what their father didn't do to them, what their sister did to them, what this one did to them, what that one said to them when they were five. So if they think about that day and night, then they get a PhD and an MD in the field of mental decision-making with regard to the world and people around them. Even though they're screwed up, they might be able to help you. It's the same with talk radio. That's why I invite you to call the Savage Nation, 855-407-282, because the last thing I want to do is complain about Obama. This man is the most divisive, corrupt president in American history, but he's getting away with it. Why? Why? Because he is, that's all. I'll tell you something else. Here's something else I want to talk about. And you're never going to believe it. I started with a Royal Portable typewriter. A Royal Portable where you type with the keys when I was in college, high school, who remembers, right? ASDF space, semicolon LKJ. I could still remember typing class in Jamaica High School. I hated it. I was humiliated by it. I was feminized by it. I didn't want to study it. They should have taught me hop kwan do instead of how to type. In other words, if most of America's boys were taught how to beat up people instead of how to type, we'd have a better America today. We wouldn't have a communist in the White House. But having said that, I grew up on a Royal Portable, which is quite a while ago. Now I have in my hand a smartphone, which say, oh, well, big deal. Everyone has. Well, I got a smartphone. Do you know what I got today, what app I got today? I got an app that reads stars. Do you know what a revelation that is for a man of a certain maturity, of a certain quality of life, a certain age and quality of life? First of all, I have loved astronomy since I'm a little boy. It's not my expertise. My doctorate is not in astronomy. But the thing is that ever since I've been a little boy, I've been a stargazer. And I remember being in the first, second, third grade. I made what was then known as a star box. I was so impressed with myself. I think it was the fourth grade. We took a box like a carton. We painted it over, or we put aluminum foil on it. And then we put a black piece of craft paper in front of it. And we wired a light bulb into it. And then we made a few simple, basic star formations, Little Dipper, Big Dipper, the things that kids all know, right? And I went up in front of the classroom, and I turned on a light bulb, and there it was, the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. I thought I was Einstein. It was the most fun thing I ever did in elementary school. And then over the years, wherever I've been, I've always looked up at the stars like you have and wondered what the formations were, and I've had star books. Well, today is the first day of the rest of my life as a stargazer. My assistant got me an app where you press it on, and it reads the stars above you. It's hard to believe that this can do it. Right now, during the daytime, for example, I'm sitting in a radio studio, and I'm pointing it overhead, and I can tell you what star formations are overhead, even though it's light out. Why? Because there's a GPS inside the smartphone, and apparently a compass, and apparently it's overlaid by a map, a star map. It's actually reading the planets for me. There's the North Star. As a boater, this is a revelation. Can you imagine what Copernicus would have done for a smartphone app that could read the stars and the planets? Can you have any idea how advanced we are as a civilization? And yet in this world where you have an app that can read star formations, give you the name instantaneously, you have throwbacks telling you that you're a degenerate because you're living in the modern world. You have throwbacks who want to cut your throat and bring you back to the 9th century, and we're bringing in by the dozens. And more than that, by the way, an FBI informant has today claimed that there are Taliban operatives here in the United States of America, and the FBI doesn't know who they are, refuses to look for them because it would be racially profiling to do so. Which leads me to the next question. Number one, what is your favorite app? What is the most fun app you got on your smartphone? That's right, I'm going to do a regular talk show tonight. There's only so much I can take of the hate coming at me from the Obama administration, the hate coming at me from the Taliban, the hate coming at me from Iran, the hate coming at me from the Democrat Socialist Party USA, the hate coming at me from the Old York Times, the hate coming at me from all of the left-wing fanatics in the media. I can't take only so much. So I'm asking you, what's your favorite app? How's that? Tell the people listening to The Savage Nation what your favorite app is. What did you get that's made your life better? If you'd like to, 855-400-7282. The next one I'm going to get is a plant and flower identifying app. How many times have you gone up to a tree and said, I wonder what that tree is like? Is it a cottonwood? Is it a, oak? Is it? Many of you don't even know the difference between an oak tree, and you wish you did. But you didn't study botany. You didn't have the chance to do it. Wouldn't that be great? Now, here's a real question that is circulating in the news media, which is that in the state of California, a psychotic assemblyman has put forward a proposal which has passed the psychotic communist assembly in the state of California that would make California the first state in the union to allow non-citizens to serve on juries. Now, I'll repeat that. A psychotic communist Democrat, Bob Wachowski, from Fremont, California, has put forward a bill that would allow non-citizens to serve on California juries. Things that your grandfather may have died for, the sacred voting box destroyed by Obama, who will not put in any voter ID. Serving on juries, another sacred duty of afforded us by the Constitution, being decimated by the Democrat Socialist Party USA. Idiocy is beyond comprehension. And if Governor Brown doesn't veto this bill, he should be recalled by the people of the state of California like Gray Davis was. We are in this mess in California because we have 25% of all of the immigrants in the United States of America, most of them illegal. And now they want the illegals to be on our juries and to vote in our elections. This proves the point that the Democrats are the most corrupt. The current crop of Democrats are the most anti-constitutional, corrupt party in American history. And if they pass their so-called Immigration Reform Act pushed forward by the ice cream man Rubio and the other Quislings, America is finished. Think of Mexico. Think of the government in Mexico. Think of the social order in Mexico. Think of heads hanging from overpasses in Mexico. Think of human bodies thrown into rivers in Mexico by the numbers. That's what you're going to have in America. They're going to bring their third world values, which are no values, to this great nation of ours. What are you thinking? Let's go back to the bigger question. See, I told you I didn't want to do politics, but you didn't believe me. What is your favorite app? See, I don't want to do politics, but I couldn't help it. It seeped out. 855-400-7282. What's your favorite smartphone app? I just bought a Stargazer. I can't wait until the show is over. I've been up 12 hours. I got up at 6 in the morning at 6:15 p.m. here on the West Coast. And I always get up 12 hours before showtime. The old joke, right? Oh, yeah, I always get up 12 hours before my show. It's impossible. Let's say you go to work at 8 or 9 in the morning if you have a job. What do you get up? 6? Brush your teeth, do a push-up or two, or say I should do a push-up and not do a push-up. Whatever, grab a this or that and get in the car, get in a subway, get into this, get into that. So then you're getting up 2 hours before your work. That would mean I would get up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the West Coast or 7 o'clock in the evening on the East Coast. I can't do that. I get up when the sun rises. I have curtains in every house that I own. Every curtain is drawn because I can't sleep with any light whatsoever. The minute light even peeks under the curtain, I'm up. I hear the songbirds and I'm up. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. The birds start to chirp. I'm up. So I'm up for 12 hours already trying to avoid politics. How can you avoid politics when you wake up and you see the most, oh, again, here I go again. I told you what he is. He's a revolutionary socialist. He's been a revolutionary socialist ever since he went to Columbia University. He has prided himself on being a revolutionary socialist. He has surrounded himself by revolutionary socialists. And so there we are, ladies and gentlemen. You're so fine. Play You're So Fine. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Louder. Louder. I love that echo chamber. Don't you understand? One of You're So Fine. Oh, yes. Whatever happened to my country? Even the music has degenerated. This had melody. It had love in it. It had a reverence for life. Look at the people who are singing today, rubbing their crotches. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Let me stop before I continue. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic to the East Bay, where traffic is a bear on South 80 or southbound 880. There's an A's game and a Warriors game tonight. So right now, traffic is backed up on 880 southbound coming out of the maze, where it starts to slow right there at 7th Street, continues to Park Street, where it picks up and stretches to just past Hagenberger.
Get
on
ready,
Highway 13 southbound before Redwood. That left lane is still blocked by a fatal accident. Traffic backed up to Broadway Terrace. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Machine Show, April 27th and 28th at Half Moon Bay Airport. Marvel at the world's coolest cars, tricked-out trucks, custom motorcycles, and jaw-dropping flyovers, plus riveting military vehicle mock battles. Feel the roar of nostalgia dragsters and supersonic speed machines in world record wonderland, plus helicopter and plane rides, live music, and tons of fun for the kids. For more information and for your chance to win a pair of tickets, visit KSFO.com.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.5% rate and APR up to $625,000 with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.5% rate and APR. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.5% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I am a sweet guy. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I was steeped on sweet rock and roll. You have a nation of Ritalin heads, marijuana users. That's why you have what you have today. That's why you have what's in the White House. It's the drugs and the music that produce this generation. So, oh, here's an interesting one. Bold predictions about the internet written in 1982. You're not going to believe this. See how accurate they were, right? Here's a fun New York Times article from 1982 making some uncannily accurate predictions about the future of information technology. It's a blog column from the Washington Post. 1982, they wrote, the report suggests that one-way and two-way home information systems called teletext and video text will penetrate deeply into daily life with an effect on society as profound as those of the automobile and commercial television earlier in this century. Well, we don't call it video text, but we do call it something else, don't we? The National Science Foundation report that we're talking about made some solid predictions about the Internet's broader societal and economic impact. Remember now, 1982, here's what they said. Individuals may be able to use video text systems to create their own newspapers, design their own curricula, compile their own consumer guides. That's like a website, isn't it? Home-based shopping will permit consumers to control manufacturing directly, ordering exactly what they need for production on demand. There will be a shift away from conventional workplace and school socialization. Friends, peer groups, and alliances will be determined electronically, creating classes of people based on interests and skills rather than age and social class. The blurring of lines between home and work, the report stated, will raise difficult issues such as working hours. There's all predictions in it. Let's see. Lastly, it said the study also predicted a much greater diversity in the American political power structure. Oh, yeah. It said video texts might mean the end of the two-party system as networks of voters band together to support a variety of slates, maybe hundreds of them. Oh, yeah, with the two gangs that we have running the country. How many years have I told you we don't have a political, we don't have a so much as two political parties as two gangs? From the beginning of my career, I called them two gangs who took over the country, right? Now, out of the blue, I wake up, it's called the Gang of Eight. It's sort of a parody of themselves. They don't even understand what they were saying, do they? They're so drunk with their power, these schmucks. These schmucks in the Senate, they call themselves the Gang of Eight and we're supposed to salute a gang. I don't salute the gang. I fear the gang, just as I fear any other gang. But this gang has an army, by the way. It's a more dangerous gang. And now they want to destroy America once and for all by granting amnesty to... And by the way, it's funny. I've been saying it's not 11 million illegals. I said it's 33 million for months now. Now, all of a sudden, it's a big report. Oh, 33 million, really, not 11. Did I get credit for it? No, it was on the Drudge Report. No one credits me. But it doesn't matter who credits who. I'm the one who generates most of the original ideas that you're reading about. And people hear it on my show. Then they think that they thought it themselves. I'm such a great artist at hypnopedia, which Huxley taught me. Not personally, of course. That when I give you an idea, you think it's your idea. And then you run with it. So I guess I've got to be like Lao Tzu or such. And so, therefore, steal my idea, please. Steal this idea, please. Let's go to the callers, I don't want to go to that. It's too hard to even say that station. I almost choked on it. Let's hear what your favorite app is. KSFO, Lori, what's your favorite app? Go ahead, please. Lori.
App called Ghost Radar Classic. Speaking of predictions, you just turn it on and little balls appear. And maybe some spiritual guidance will come through and give you some crazy words. But believe it or not, it freaked me out one night.
I don't understand. What does it do? Would ghosts come to you through the phone?
I have it on my iPad. You can put it on your phone. And
I know. But what does it do?
On it.
What does it do?
It has a spirit come through and talk to you. It's hilarious.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? I'm talking about stargazing with real star formations. And I get a nutcase now. If I wanted to go to a crystal ball reader, there's plenty of them downtown San Francisco. They just came here from Chechnya. Okay? They have crystal balls waiting for the American morons to give them $25 for a reading.
Savage.
Is your psoriasis causing you pain and discomfort like stinging, itching, and burning? Until you find a solution that works, these symptoms won't go away. If you've been living with the pain of psoriasis for too long and want a trusted solution, try Seroderm. Seroderm delivers relief for your psoriasis in an easy and safe topical treatment. It was developed by Dr. Yoram Harth, a leading dermatologist, and it helps stop the stinging, itching, and burning. Best of all, Seroderm works anywhere you have psoriasis, including your legs, elbows, back and arms. During this limited time radio offer, you can try Seroderm risk-free. All you have to do is call now. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. You don't have to live with the constant frustration and discomfort caused by your psoriasis. Find relief now and call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. California Secretary of State Deborah Bowen has denied a request by a coalition of good government groups, research organizations, and newspapers to change the way it represents or presents campaign finance data online. Spokeswoman for Bowen says that making the entire campaign finance database available for download on one spreadsheet every day would involve writing new code on a system that's very old. KSFO traffic, special traffic alert in the East Bay, Highway 13 southbound, half a mile north of Redwood in Oakland. The left lane remains blocked due to a fatal accident. Traffic just
just crawling by and is backed up to Moraga Avenue. KSFO weather tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Once the morning fog burns off, highs from the low 60s at the coast to the upper 70s and mid 80s inland. Right now in San Francisco, 56 degrees, partly cloudy skies. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales events. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Attention business owners. A recent study revealed that only 1 in 10 business owners actually have a written plan for how they're going to grow their business. Yet those that have one achieve 50% more. In addition, if you have someone that holds you accountable, you achieve almost 400% more. This is Tony Robbins. I've helped businesses from more than 100 countries.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the 6-year best-selling book, The Ultimate Sales Machine.
Chet and I have created the most advanced business growth opportunity you'll probably ever experience.
A chance to learn and apply the most advanced concepts in management, marketing, and sales. Get a growth plan beyond anything you've imagined, and then actually have a master business coach hold your feet to the fire to track, monitor, measure, and implement weekly.
But please don't waste your own time if you're only about information without implementation. That's not us. But if you're serious about making your company stronger, more profitable, then start by getting a free growth plan at our expense, not yours. Leave us a voicemail with your email at 800-299-6444, and we'll email you the most advanced business growth plan you can imagine. That's 1-800-299-6444.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO. Oh,
yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Oh, a lot of shaking going on.
It is the Savage Nation Rock and Roll Friday. Music from when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. That used to be a throwaway line. It was pretty good. Not a bad line. Is it offensive to someone? I don't know. Does that offend somebody? What a country. It's unbelievable to me. That could be offensive to somebody. How could that be offensive to anybody? It's beyond comprehension. Thank God we have 1 to 4 congressmen and 1 to 2 senators who are still Americans. One of them is Mr. Gohmert, who said that the Muslim Brotherhood members in the Obama administration are influencing U.S. decisions. He's 1 of the 4 congressmen that we can trust are still American. Listen to clip 2.
Radical Islam is at war with us. Thank God for the moderates that don't approve of what's being done. But this administration has so many Muslim Brotherhood members that have influence that they just are making wrong decisions for America.
Now listen to clip 3. Listen to this one.
With our Attorney General having spent more time before being AG trying to help terrorists than trying to corral them, the first impulse was, let's get him to stop talking because they file charges. They didn't have to file that quickly. Somebody made sure the judge knows. The judge shows up with lawyers and gives him his rights and shuts him up while he is in the process of giving invaluable information.
Right. And if the CIA had him on a watch list, his brother on a watch list, and the mother on a watch list, and the FBI had him on a watch list, and they didn't know who he was, how did they suddenly know who he was a day after Obama came to Boston? They know who he was. They had the guy circled with an arrow pointing toward him. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. If we lived in a true democracy, a participatory democracy, there would be heads of agencies fired the next day. They failed us. If you failed your boss the way these people failed America, you'd be fired. Your boss would say goodbye, clean out your desk, you're gone. But there are no consequences for anyone in the government, which is why the American people have had enough of them. That's why the government is stockpiling hollow point ammunition, buying tanks for streets with rubber tires. You think I'm making it up? That's your ignorance, not mine. How do you feel about non-citizen juries being promoted here in the state of the late great state of California? It's a disgrace what they're doing here. How do you feel about that? You think that they should be able to serve? What do I care what you think? Of course they shouldn't be able to serve. The California Assembly just approved a bill that would allow non-citizens to serve on juries as long as they're in the country legally. No end to the pig ignorance of the Democrat Socialists of California. Do you understand this? Can you imagine this? Can you imagine what they're doing to this state? 25% of all the immigrants in America are in the state of California, most of them illegally. Most of them illegally, which is why we have the Democrat Socialists running the state off the rails. Running the state off the rails, getting away with virtual murder, getting away with trains to nowhere, getting away with tunnels to nowhere in the city of San Francisco. The most corrupt project in American history is being built in San Francisco, and there's not one peep out of a newspaper. They don't even know about it. It's called the subway to nowhere, the central subway. You have no idea how many billions of dollars are going to be sucked out of the federal economy because of this corrupt project. And some of it's going into the pockets of some very big players in the Democrat Party through spouses. Now, if we lived in a different time, the FBI would have investigated this. But since they put the FBI where they are today, there will never be an investigation. There will only be an investigation of those wanting an investigation. Welcome to Argentina circa 1970. Let's pray we don't reach that point where the black cars arrive and take you off the street and you're disappeared and your mother has to look for you 12 years later. Oh, it can't happen here? Tell me about the Ricin man last week. They snatched him off the street. He was innocent. They held him for 10 days without so much as a court order. It was a writ by some FBI moron. Some schmuck in the FBI said, well, his internet postings looked like he could have done it, so we're going to round him up. Took him out of his house, held him in a detention center for 7 to 10 days. Apparently, they didn't do a hood over his head. They didn't waterboard him. I don't know. I don't think they waterboarded the Ricin man, but he was innocent. Then they let him go. So we're not like Argentina under Obama. No, it can't happen here. He's a good man. He's a nice man. He's a family man. He smiles a lot. He looks nice. He's a good man. He's a fine man. He's a family man. I like President Obama. He's a nice man. He's a good man. He's a family man. Just ask McCain. Just ask old Bush. Ask old Bush what they think of each other. They all get along. Why wouldn't George Bush like Obama? Obama's following in Bush's footsteps. Obama is enacting most of the policies that Bush put in place. Bush was a socialist Republican. He had to be. In order to survive in the country that we become, he figured I may as well become a socialist because he was 50, 60% socialist. Obama's 93%. What's your favorite APP? What's your favorite app? Calling all people. Where's the marijuana head? He dropped it already, couldn't hold on. I figured so he didn't have the... Springfield, Missouri. Richard, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Savage, what an honor. My favorite app is also the Stargazer and some of the music apps. It's opened up my eyes to all different kinds of music.
That's amazing. But isn't the Stargazer amazing?
Yeah, the smartphone has just gave me some contacts and information and opened up the world to me.
And you're still listening to talk radio even though you have a smartphone?
Pardon?
Thank you for the call. I don't want to pardon you. I want you on the jury. I'm not going to give you a pardon. I'm not Obama. Only Obama can pardon you, sir. I don't know what your crime is, but no, I may not pardon you. I don't know what the crime is. WMAL, Washington, D.C., don't think we're not heard. We're heard on the biggest stations in the United States of America here on the Savage Nation by the miracle of, just by the by a miracle. This show is heard on the biggest stations in the United States of America, including WMAL in Washington, where right at this moment, the esteemed Senate of the United States are coming back from their wonderful dinners with their esteemed colleagues, figuring out how they can screw the American people even further. One thing I got to tell you is that when the government, when the two parties don't get along, that means that we have an active democracy. When the two parties do get along and there's no strife, no division, it means you're getting screwed. It means they figured out how to screw the American people. That's what the Gang of Eight is. The Gang of Eight is a group of senators who figured out how to screw the American people permanently. You see, there's supposed to be contention in a democracy. There's supposed to be loud disagreements between parties, fighting for their ideas to be heard by the people. When they all come out and they're all on the same page, you watch out. You watch out, it means, because it just cost you an awful lot. Harry on WMAL, how do you feel about non-citizens serving on California juries, just voted in by a communist assemblyman named Bob Witkowski, Democrat Fremont? Now, he won't call himself a communist. He'll say he's a civil rights lover. He's a Democrat. He loves people. He's not a racist. Anyone who disagrees with him. A Bob Witkowski, in my words, if it walks like one, if it talks like one, you are one. Harry on WMAL, your opinion, please. Should non-citizens be allowed on juries?
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. The question I have towards the whole thing is, if you go to court and you're found guilty by the jury with non-citizens in it, I was always raised on the fact that you had to be an American citizen to be on a jury. So if you're found guilty, doesn't that give you the right to appeal because you're not found guilty by a jury of your peers?
California law, which I have in my hand, says you're qualified to be a juror if you meet the following criteria. You, one, are a U.S. citizen. So how can they say that you can have a non-citizen serving on juries as long as they're in the country legally? That's an oxymoronic statement, isn't it?
Hey, that's what I say.
How could that be?
Thank you.
They say the jury service is understood to be a democratizing force and a societal obligation, and it will help bring them into the country and learn to be an American citizen. Can you believe the insanity of these people, these communists, how far they will go to cater to the mobs in La Raza? How far they will go for a sack of cash to cater to La Raza? They're destroying the country on a daily basis. Destroying the country. They're not civil libertarians. They're not civil rights activists. They're criminals. These are criminal gangs running this country. How in the world can they say a thing like this? How can California legislators vote in favor of this preposterous law? It says American citizenship is required to be a juror. American citizenship is a sacred thing. California is home to about 23% of the nation's illegal aliens, accounting for one of every 15 of its citizens, which is why you can hardly hear English spoken in the streets of most cities in the big cities of San Francisco and L.A. Over 1 million people came here legally in 2012, and they're legal permanent residents of the U.S. America's founded upon a constitution filled with freedoms and rights, but the citizens do have duties and obligations. And so here we are. A judge says, well, yeah, let him serve. An assemblyman from Fremont, California, which is filled with illegal aliens, his constituency of non-citizens, he now wants them to serve on juries. It's unbelievable to me. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that their culture is different than ours. And the fact of the matter is, how can someone from a foreign country with a foreign culture, with foreign mores, comprehend what is required of them as an American citizen if they're not one? How can they even understand it if they have never studied the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution? How can they be a juror? They can't. So why would the Democrats in California want non-citizens on juries? For the same reason they wanted them to vote, to make certain that they have more and more power with less and less scrutiny of the money that they're robbing from the public, in plain English. You see, the larger the number of illiterates or semi-literates that you have in the population, and then you give them the right to vote, that means you can get away with a train to nowhere, you can get away with a tunnel to nowhere, you can get away with anything you want to because they don't even know what you're doing, nor do they care. As long as there is a polio in every pot, if there's polio in every pot, then why would they care if there's pot in every legislator? Why would they care? What do they care if they're stealing $1.7 billion on a subway to nowhere? What do they care if they're stealing $2 trillion on a train in the middle of the Central Valley that'll go nowhere? What do they care? If they have food stamps, if they have welfare, if they have free medical care, free legal care, free education, what do they care what the gangsters are stealing? Isn't that how it worked in their home countries? They're used to it from their home countries. They come from a corrupt socialist nation. Most of the illegals come from corrupt socialist Central American nations. Okay? So they're used to the gangsters at the top stealing money, so they don't care about it. And so that's why the gangsters at the top want them here. And they call themselves the Gang of Eight. I'm only telling you what they call themselves. Gang of Eight. I've been saying that they're acting like gangsters. They're like the Sopranos running the country. It looks to me like the Sopranos show is running the country. The empty sporting goods store. The United States is the sporting goods store, and they're taking the goods out the back door and cashing in the airline tickets. Play You're So Fine. I don't think I want to do politics. I started out not doing it. Please play You're So Fine for me. A little loud. You modulated. Be a good disc jockey, for God's sake. Turn it off. I got a headache from it already. I don't want it. Break that record. Kansas City, Missouri. KCMO. Josh, welcome to Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I believe that marijuana should be legal, at least for medicinal purposes. It holds more medicinal purposes than any other pharmaceutical.
All right, let's go into that false flag that you're running. If it's what part of marijuana has medicinal value, Josh, do you know?
Well, absolutely I do. Number one, it has a lot of cancer-fighting values to it.
I didn't say generic. Give me the specific compounds in marijuana that have medicinal value.
THC, for one.
Okay, Hogan, let's stop right there. So let's assume that there's any literature whatsoever that shows that THC has some value whatsoever, not in fighting cancer, because it does not fight cancer at all. Okay. It has a value in relieving pain. Let's stop making things up, okay? What about the toxicants that occur in marijuana smoke? Aren't you concerned about them?
Well, do you have any concern about people who cannot take legal narcotics and stuff like
that? Now, you're changing the subject. I just asked you a question. I met you halfway. I said, let's assume for a moment that THC has some pain-relieving properties, okay? Then why don't the people who claim that they need marijuana for medical reasons just take THC pills and stop destroying their lungs and increasing their cancer risk by smoking joints which are highly, highly dangerous, highly toxic, and cancerous?
Absolutely. I agree with you. But what my
So I figured intelligent people can come to a rational conclusion. I'm not against any compound that relieves pain. If THC is a pain reliever, I'm all for it. But I'm against people ingesting marijuana through smoking, because smoke is a very toxic material. I don't have to go down the list. I've read them before, from ammonia to various other compounds. These people are giving themselves lung cancer with marijuana smoke.
Now
there's another problem, which is this. In addition to that, Josh, I hate smoke of any kind in any environment. If I'm outdoors, I mean, a guy smoking, it's his right, I figure, outdoors. I avoid it, all right? I object to being in a place with somebody smoking a joint, claiming it's for medicinal purposes, and they're polluting the air. Why should I have to inhale that poison?
Okay, for the same reason. I'd also like to admit, I've got a brother who is dying.
Well, you're not answering me. Why should I have to inhale the smoke from a marijuana head? Why should I be forced to? Why should he be able to inflict that on me, saying he's smoking it for medical reasons? Why do I have to smell that poison, that skunk weed?
Well, first of all, I've never heard of anybody dying from, you know.
I didn't say dying. I find it offensive. I find it as offensive as tobacco smoke. You're telling me I should be required to inhale the junkie smoke?
Well, I mean, that's the same thing as looking at a fat person. Why should somebody have to do it? I'm an obese person.
But now, you see, you're not making any sense. Apparently, you have no reasoning capacity. Looking at a fat person is not the same as inhaling the smoke from a marijuana cigarette, my friend.
Now, I've answered several of your questions.
Oh, come on. You don't have any brains. Apparently, the fat is between your ears. Cut out some of it. You know, take a little exercise between the ears, and you might be able to think occasionally. What are you talking about? Comparing now inhaling marijuana smoke to looking at a fatso. Now compare it to alcohol next and show your inability to reason, which is why you put Obama in power. If a guy's drinking in a bar, he doesn't offend me because his drink isn't affecting me. Unless he offends me, drives into me, punches me in the nose, throws something at me. But if he's drinking, it's his business. If you're smoking a joint in a public place, your smoke is going in my eyes and my face, and I object to it, and I want it stopped in public. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
KSFO traffic, good news in the East Bay. In Oakland, Highway 13 eastbound before Redwood. Earlier, fatal accident has been cleared. All lanes have been reopened and the SIG alert has been canceled. Traffic, though, still a little slow in stretches from beyond Park Boulevard. To the Altamont Pass, eastbound 580 before Grantline, a two-car accident has been cleared, but there's still some debris in the left-hand lane. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
You were told to install illegal software on company computers. Does this really hurt anyone?
This is not a victimless crime. I have seen what it takes to produce great software. They need the financial support of the people who are using those products.
Go online and report software piracy at nopiracy.org.
Night Tours provides a VIP limo bus to party at hot clubs and to catch top shows. Snag 64% off at sweetjack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Rackspace just open-sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere. In your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
987-3232.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the program. Okay, here I'm going to agree with Obama now, because even a stopwatch is correct twice a day, as has been said. Obama is not falling for the bait, and he's not rushing to act on signs that Syria used chemical arms, and he's not ready to invade Syria, thank you very much. He's doing the right thing. He's being prudent. He's being dragged into a war, and I think it's Israel pulling his chain. I'm sorry to tell you that. I know many of you don't want to hear it. And the reason I say that, and I've thought about this all week, is because shortly after Kerry visited Netanyahu, he came back and said, well, Syria's used chemical weapons. He's used sarin. Assad has used sarin on citizens. Where's the proof? So Obama says, wait a minute. I want proof that Syria used chemical weapons before I act. He's afraid of being dragged into another war. In this sense, he's being prudent and he's right, 100% right. I want the proof. Where does this come from all of a sudden, chemical weapons? We're living in the age of the iPhone. You remember when Saddam used sarin on the Kurds? We all saw that long before iPhones. Where's the footage of the sarin usage on the citizens of Syria? It doesn't exist. Because if it did, we would have seen it by now. It's a false flag. It's a lie. And there are dangerous elements in this world trying to drag the United States into another war in another Arab country. Have we learned nothing from Iraq? Have we learned nothing from the other invasion of Afghanistan, and yet they want to drag us into another war.
Savage.
Afghanistan. What in the world has to happen until the American people realize that there are foreign elements dictating what America does and doesn't do? It's a shock, by the way, to read this. Now, first of all, in an age of the iPhone, wouldn't you think we would see pictures of sarin usage by now? I mean, we saw, as I said in the last hour, we saw uses when Saddam Hussein used sarin gas on the Kurds. The horrible pictures were released to the world long before the iPhone. The world saw it and cried. We saw what a monster he was. That was a clear use of chemical weapons. Remember? Well, then Bush claimed that he had WMDs, and he used that as a pretext for invading Iraq. And the rest is history. Let's not relive that war. It tore America to pieces. So now we're about to come out of Afghanistan, and what? We're about to be dragged back into the Middle East, into Syria now? Why? So Obama is saying, okay, yes, there was a green line. He warned in the past that the use of chemical weapons would be a game changer and prompt a forceful American response. But he doesn't know if they were used or when they were used and how they were used. I mean, maybe a can of the gas fell over in a facility somewhere. And it was picked up by a satellite, right? Maybe a can of the sarin gas spilled on the ground. And that was picked up by a high-flying satellite. And they said, oh, well, it used sarin gas. So Obama says we have to act prudently. We have to make these assessments deliberately. Then he says, but I meant what I'd said. To use potential weapons of mass destruction on civilian populations crosses another line with respect to international norms and international law, and that's going to be a game changer. Okay. So he's going very slowly, thank God. But he's being pushed into using American military might by King Abdullah, by the way, leaders from Qatar, the UAE, as well as the Saudi foreign minister. They're all apparently trying to push him into a war against Assad. The only government that's really supporting Assad right now, that big country, is Russia. Russia is saying, don't you dare. So if it's a war crime, yes, we have to take it seriously. But does that mean, again, we have to step into a war that will destroy more American lives again? How do you feel about putting ground troops in Syria, for any reason, by the way? Let's say even if he did use sarin gas, is it the United States' problem? Should we now, what should we do? Why should we do anything? Who should do something? Have you analyzed who the rebels are fighting fighting Assad? Assad is a monster. But which monster do you want? The one that you know or the one that you don't know? Do you want the monster called Al-Qaeda to take over Syria with its large weapon stores? Have you no idea that by toppling Assad, what you're doing is enabling Iran? Have you no idea what's going on here? The Iranians are very smart people. They're far smarter than we think. You can make, you know, all your jokes, but they just won. They won in Iraq because now they have the greater Persia that they've wanted. They basically unified their Iran with Iraq, and they have almost the ancient lines of ancient Persia. So now they need to take over Syria to even gain a greater foothold and recreate the ancient empire of Persia. And who's going to do it for them? Once again, the American do-gooder. The American do-gooder wants to rush in and bomb the hell out of Assad, just like Saddam. It's a repeat of history. And who are we putting into power? Have you looked at what your Iraqi friends have done? Have you seen what they've done and are doing to Christians and to Jewish people in Iraq? Have you seen the devastation to women's rights in Iraq under these throwbacks that we put into power? Have you any idea that the people are not living any better than they did under Saddam Hussein? Maybe worse? Have you any idea that we didn't get one barrel of oil out of the ungrateful Iraqis? Instead, they're selling it to China. I mean, do you have any idea what a wreckage our foreign policy was under Bush? What mistakes were made? So I agree with Obama. We don't need to be dragged into another foreign war. Moreover, we have no proof that sarin gas has been used because, personally, where's the proof? Then we can have a discussion. Show me the pictures, then we'll talk about it, number one. But even God forbid that he did use sarin gas on a civilian population, which would be a war crime, isn't there a United Nations for that? What are they for? What do they have an army for? Where's the UN? Where's the UN? Let them go in and do something. What is it our business? The country is bankrupt. We're being invaded by Mexicans. Our southern border has been ripped apart. We're losing our integrity as a nation, and we're worried about Syria like we have nothing better to do. People calling me in the last hour. I mean, you want to call on Syria? That's a big question. What do you think about that? Should we hold back on Syria? Or would you like to see your neighbor's son die in Syria so you can feel better? 855-400-7282. Freddie in Florida on WFTL out of Fort Lauderdale. Thank you. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you doing? What if the president covertly is holding back on Syria so that Israel can be destroyed?
What does Israel have to do with Syria?
They're not the best of friends. Maybe that sarin gas is going to go over to Israel next.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with Israel. Israel cannot be the tail that wags the dog. Every decision that's made in America can't be based upon Israel, 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 Israel. How much can we take of our entire nation being pulled around by Israel?
I agree with you, but, you know, if you look at the science...
How many American boys have to go over there and die? Israel's a powerful nation. Let Israel go bomb Syria if they're so worried about it. They're armed to the teeth. They have, dozens of nuclear weapons. Let them do something. What do they want from us?
Yeah, so let's put the focus...
That's all. That's the end of the story. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of wag the dog. And I think this is the tail wagging the dog. I'm sorry. And I support Israel. I'll give you my entire, loyalty oath now. I'll give you my loyalty oath. You want the loyalty oath up and down the line? It's about Syria now, not about Israel. And if it's about Israel, it's another reason not to bomb Assad. How's that? That's all. Let them go bomb Assad if they're so worried about it. What are we giving them weapons for 50 years? So we should fight their wars? What are we giving Israel weapons for if we're fighting their wars? Let them use their weapons. I hope they don't have to. May peace on earth prevail. May brother love brother. Salam Aleichem. I mean, but the thing is, it's enough already. How many wars can we fight? The country is bankrupt from wars. Iraq bankrupted America under Bush. What did it cost? How many trillions did it cost? Do you have any idea? I don't know. How many trillions did it cost? Do you have any idea? Let me say it again. How many trillions did Bush waste in Iraq? Do you have any idea? That started the bankruptcy of America. Yes, Obama made it worse. Okay. But it doesn't make it right that what Bush did. It was a foreign policy disaster. Not only was it a disaster because of what it cost us, but bringing down Saddam Hussein, you could almost argue it would have been better if he was there. You could almost argue, I can definitely argue that it would have been better if Mubarak had been left alone in Egypt, that we know. It would have been better if we had Gaddafi left in Libya, that I know. So now what, we want to topple Assad and bring in what, more al-Qaeda members? So who's running our foreign policy and why? So I'm actually reassured that Obama's not rushing in to bomb Assad's forces. I'd like to see proof that sarin was used. I'd like to see how large the usage was. I'd like to see if civilians, God forbid, were decimated by the use of the sarin gas. Where'd they get this from? All of a sudden, Kerry comes back from visiting Netanyahu. Sarin gas was used. Where? When was it used? What did a barrel fall over? In a facility somewhere, and the satellite picked it up? What do you mean it was used? Who on what? But that's not even the issue, is it? We are Americans. We have a nation. I don't give a damn what the Democrats think. We're not a member of the world in the sense that we have no borders, language, and culture. We're an American nation with our own identity, with our own sovereignty, and damn them all, who want to destroy our borders, language, and culture. A pox upon them unto the third generation. May they all rot in hell for doing this to us, for what they're trying to do to this nation. Literally dissolve it in our lifetime. Dissolve it. Dissolve it for nefarious reasons. They want to put non-citizens on juries. Can you imagine? The idiots on juries already don't even understand half the arguments that lawyers are presenting. Now you want to take people who don't even speak the language and put them on juries. How much stupider can the Democrats get? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9328. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-945-9328.
If your home is underwater, the question is, can you still refinance at today's low interest rates? Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lenox Financial, and the answer may be yes. Recently, the government announced new changes to their HARP program that may allow you to refinance even if your house is upside down with no appraisal needed. So if you owe $400,000 on your mortgage, but your house is only worth $200,000, we may still be able to help you. Or if your interest rate's higher than 4%, you've got to give us a call today, and we can do it with no closing costs. That's right, nothing's rolled into your loan. Lenox Financial's helped thousands of people just like you. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see if you qualify. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. If you owe more than your house is worth, you need to call Lenox Financial now to see if you qualify. Call 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS number 3304. Equal housing lender.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to visit Flagel's Home Furnishings during our store-wide spring sale. For over 100 years, the Stickley Company has been making heirloom quality furniture and was the first to introduce Mission Furniture to America. During our spring sale, Flagel's is offering the entire line of Stickley furniture at savings of 30 to 50%. Included are living room, bedroom, and dining room collections, leather sofas, chairs, and recliners. In addition, in-stock leather chairs by Theodore Alexander and Hancock & Moore are reduced 50% off the retail price. If you're ready to relax in a comfortable leather chair, this is the time to visit Flagel's. Of course, all Brown Jordan outdoor furniture is at special sale prices, too. Enjoy graceful outdoor living this summer with award-winning Brown Jordan furniture from Flagel's. Flagel's Fine Furniture and Interior Design, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, at the Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagels.com.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
I am so.
Friday night, it's late Friday night already, usually on a Friday night. Turn it off already. I don't want to hear me. My face is red from the show. My blood pressure came up from the program. I started out light, and I'm getting heavy. It's a reversal. Why? Because I agree with Obama. I said even a stopwatch is correct twice a day. He's right. Let's not rush into Syria. And yet there are elements, international, domestic, trying to force him into going into Syria. It's so wrong that we better get very serious about this. He's 100% right. He's dragging his feet on invading, bombing, whatever they want him to do. Haven't you learned from Iraq and Afghanistan? Is there a Democrat listening to this show in the United States of America who finally agrees with me on something? I'd like to hear from you. I mean, I want you to understand that I'm an extremely rational thinker, highly educated, been around a long time, And I do know what I'm talking about. Do you agree with me on this, or do you think we should be bombing Assad's forces and helping to install al-Qaeda in Syria? Because that's, make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. The so-called rebels without a cause who the media is so in love with. It's the same boys with the tight dungarees that Anderson Cooper got hot over in Egypt. Oh, look at them running around with their smartphones in their back pocket. Oh, my God, a real revolution. Oh, the young people. You schmuck, you. You ignoramus, you. You moron. You look good on a red carpet. That's not what you look good on. Use your brains, you putz. The same thing in Syria. What, because they look like rebels. Oh, look at that. Look how rugged they look. Man, look at their forearms and look at those AKs. That is so way cool. Wow. Idiots. Idiots in the media. Sycophants. Morons. You're falling for it again. Young people. Rebels. Suddenly it's romantic. Do we have any national security interest in Syria? No. Zero. WABC Betty, do you agree or disagree? Is Obama correct? No invasion of Syria?
As much as I hate to say it, I think he is. Now, I'm a retired Air Force officer, and I see absolutely no national security interest that the United States has in Syria whatsoever.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It should be the only reason to go to war.
What's the only reason to go to war is a direct national security issue, correct?
Absolutely. And I see none.
Wait a minute. There's a reverse argument. It's the opposite of what you just said. It will threaten our national security to go into Syria because Russia does not want us to bomb Assad's forces, by the way.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so what, now we have to go to war with Russia over Syria? Crazy. So I'm totally opposed to any more foreign engagements. It's enough already. You've got Europe, which is a little closer. How about the British? How about the French? How about the Saudis? They have an air force. They got airplanes, loads of F-16s. I don't know what else we gave them. They could all join in a coalition, and they could take care of it if it's such a big deal. Why us again? Betty, I'm sending you a book called A Time for War, written by Michael Savage. It's a novel that's just out. You may enjoy it. Stay on the line. Here's a story that just came out. Food Taster, Hitler's Food Taster speaks. Have you seen this one? She's 95 years old, and she was a food taster for the maniac. Feasts of sublime asparagus laced with fear. She and 15 other women tasted food in the wolf's lair to make sure he wasn't poisoned, the maniac. And by the way, he was a vegetarian. It just shows you what vegetarianism does for sanity. She said he never ate any meat during the entire time I was there. You didn't know Hitler was a vegetarian, a teetotaler, didn't drink, and he didn't eat meat. He couldn't stand the idea of eating an animal. You hear this? But he would watch movies of political prisoners being tortured for hours. She's not saying that. I know a little bit of the history. For hours, he would sit and watch movies made of his enemies, his political enemies, as they were tortured in torture chambers. But he couldn't stand seeing an animal, a cow slaughtered or a dog mistreated. So be very cautious about your sanctimoniousness with regards to your vegetarianism. It doesn't make you a better person. In fact, in Hitler's case, it made him a worse person. Back in 1983, when I wrote the book, The Skeptical Nutritionist, I posited that we probably could have avoided World War II had Hitler eaten a little red meat and had a glass of wine now and again. You see, his hypoglycemic events usually preceded an invasion or a decimation. He'd go into one of his mad rages when he was on low blood sugar. And so if he had only eaten a little bit more meat, a little bit more of a mixed diet, had a glass of wine now and again, it was a little more relaxed, perhaps all of World War II could have been avoided. At least that's what I posited back in 1983. Because I remember he was very well known to have passed out in a hypoglycemic fit after eating one of his big cream pastries. He loved sugar, big sugar nut. Big sugar eater, Hitler. And there's very, very famous stories of him passing out in a hypoglycemic reaction, from a hypoglycemic reaction, after one of his sugar highs. And also a little morphine job. He was a junkie. Goering was a big cross-dresser junkie. Fabulous administration. They were just so clean as the driven snow. Everyone was impure but them. Sounds like the Taliban, doesn't it? Nobody was clean enough. Junkies, cross-dressers.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is an urgent update. We won round one in the Senate against Obama's oppressive gun legislation. But the fight is far from over. Obama has called Second Amendment supporters liars and vows to defeat them with his gun-grabbing agenda. Now that we won the first round in the Senate, the liberals will introduce new legislation that will include a national gun registry. And it must be aggressively stopped. We must win round two. Please do not assume we are done. Call toll-free right now to sign the official Tea Party petition demanding that Obama uphold the Senate and protect our Second Amendment rights. Call 1-800-882-8118 to sign the official Tea Party petition. We've already gathered hundreds of thousands of petitions that won round one, but we still need your help now more than ever. If you already called to sign the petition, please call again. Call 800-882-8118 today. And if you call in the next 5 minutes, we'll send you a free pocket constitution. So call 800-882-8118. 800-882-8118. That's 800-882-8118. 800-882-8118. Paid for by the Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. TheTeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee was in Baltimore today to perform community service in honor of the Ravens' victory over the 49ers in the Super Bowl. He's making good on his Super Bowl bet with Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake. The mayors are helping to revitalize a vacant lot, reading to third graders at a public school, and sprucing up a police station. Lee says he believes the day of service will strengthen the relationship between the cities and promote volunteerism. KSFO traffic, good news in the East Bay in Oakland. Highway 13 eastbound before Redwood. Traffic is back up to speed after an earlier fatal accident has been cleared. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies, fog moving in overnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs from the low 60s at the coast to the upper 70s and mid 80s inland. Right now in San Francisco, 51 degrees, partly cloudy skies, with the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Get ready for an awe-inspiring world of wonder at the spectacular Pacific Coast Dream Machine Show, April 27th and 28th at Half Moon Bay Airport. Marvel at 2,000 magnificent machines, the world's coolest cars, tricked-out trucks, custom motorcycles, and incredible vintage warbirds. Don't miss the jaw-dropping shock and awe flyovers by historic military aircraft. You gotta see the riveting military vehicle, blank gun firings, and mock battle reenactments. Feel the roar of nostalgia dragsters, sleek streamliners, and supersonic speed machines in world record wonderland. Check out the world-class hot rods, muscle cars, low riders and customs, along with fabulous touring, luxury, and sports cars. See dozens of historic warbirds headlined by the World War II workhorse Douglas C-47, regarded as the greatest aircraft of its time. Plus, an exceptional array of bombers, fighters, and trainers. Strap in for thrill-of-a-lifetime helicopter and plane rides, live music, fabulous food and drink, and a super cool zip line, and tons of fun for kids. It all takes place April 27th and 28th from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport on Highway 1. For details, visit MiramarEvents.com. It's the coolest show on Earth.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Do you want fries with that?
No, thanks.
Sounds like you're in a new Honda Civic.
I am.
Is it awesome?
Pandora compatibility and rear view camera standard.
Nice.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
I want one so bad I can taste it. It's ketchupy.
Are you eating my order?
Maybe.
Get a Honda Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Turn off the music. No one wants to hear that. Just stop it. I don't care. I'm getting a headache from it. It's too late on a Friday night. It's enough. It's hysterical. It sounds like a bunch of monkeys. Where I'm looking, it's the Syria thing. And I'm totally in agreement with Obama on not rushing into another war. I don't know how you can be in favor of a war in Syria. I don't know. I don't care what you call yourself, Democrat, Republican, left, right. Doesn't matter to me. Who in their right mind, after Iraq and Afghanistan, would want us to go into Syria right now? A, it's not our business. B, I don't believe that sarin gas was used. I have no evidence. Just as an independent reader of the Internet, where's the evidence? Have you seen one picture? Abu Ghraib had pictures. The pictures with the hoods, everything. If someone sneezes in the military, there's a picture around the world. If someone says anything against Islam in the army, they're thrown out. It goes around the world. Now we hear sarin gas was used, but there's no pictures available. No available pictures, but we should go now bomb. Now go bomb Syria. Why? First of all, even if we had a reason to bomb, let's say they did use sarin gas, God forbid. It's still not our business. It's not our business. UN has a military, doesn't it? The UN could bring in troops. What are they paid for with the blue helmets? If not them, then bring in, you got French, they're closer. French troops, British troops, German troops, Israeli troops, Saudi Arabian troops, Turkish troops. We're not there. It's not in our sphere of interest. It's enough already with the Middle East. Lawrence of Arabia is over. He just had a library open yesterday. Lawrence of Arabia is now ensconced in a library in Texas. And Bush is in Texas. Obama doesn't want to be the next Lawrence of Arabia. Bush tried that. It didn't work out very well. I'm always right. I'm never wrong. Stephen in Miami on WFTL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael Savage, how you doing, sir? Oh, my God, I'm like a long-time listener, Mike. I'm 27 years old. I've been listening to you. I grew up on you, man. I'm just calling.
Oh, you're one of these guys. Since I've been in the air 19 years, so you're 27, so you started listening when you were 9?
Probably. My mother had you on all the time. And I'm calling to tell you, you've never been so right in your life about foreign policy as you are right now about this thing in Syria. I mean, most people... You know, it's amazing to me here. Most Americans still are on the same way of philosophy of thinking when it comes to, you know, our presence in the world.
Yes, that's right. If there's an injustice, we should rush in with bombs and troops on the ground. The other man, the other wife's son should, your neighbor's son should die for it, not them. All the do-gooders in New York, let them put a uniform on. All the do-gooders clicking their tongues about Syria, Shmiria, in the middle of running to a restaurant with their restaurant app. Why don't they just go enlist in the military and go fight in Syria if they care about it so much?
You know what the problem
is? I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. Stay on the line. See, the younger people know I'm right. The younger people understand. I don't know how anyone is for it. Is anyone in favor of bombing Syria? Give me the other side. Who wants war in Syria? Who wants war in Syria? Not one Democrat called to say, Savage, you're right, even though they know I am. I'm 100% right. WABC Lewis, thank you for calling from the great city of New York City, my hometown, my original hometown.
Michael
Lewis, what do you think about war in Syria? Who wants this war?
We do not want war with Syria. The only people that want war with Syria are the military contractors and the Federal Reserve. This is another way to just funnel money to the military contractors after we had the sequester. They're losing money because the Pentagon had cuts. They need another way to funnel taxpayer dollars to these companies. That is it.
That's horrible. They need another war, in other words.
Absolutely.
I mean,
another war, so that another $2 trillion can be stolen out of the economy.
What do we think Iraq was? Period.
Iraq was the greatest foreign policy disaster in American history.
It's beyond
true. It was the worst foreign policy disaster in American history. And again, I have to go back to a book I wrote in 2005 called Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, where I suggested that it could turn out to be the greatest mistake, military error, blunder in American history, that it could result in a greater Persia. And am I right? I'm 100% right. We threw out Saddam Hussein, who was a Sunni Muslim, a dictator, a horrible dictator, who kept the Shiite majority under control through horrible means. And I said, what might happen is that the Shia will take over Iraq and they will unify with Iran, and then there will be a greater Persia. Was I right? Of course I was right. And now I'm telling you that this Syria business is the same exact thing. Same story all over again. The big winner here, if we go into Syria and knock out Assad, will be the so-called rebels, who, of course, Anderson Cooper and the idiots in the media seem to be in love with. Rebels already. James Dean. They're all James Dean with an AK-47 to these morons. They put a name on it, rebel. And they've committed no atrocities. They're wonderful people, all of them. Family-loving people. Well, they're Al-Qaeda, elements of Al-Qaeda mixed in with the so-called rebels, mixed in with the young man with tight jeans from Macy's that they bought on the internet before the country. So mixed in is Al-Qaeda again. So who'll be the big winner? Again, Iran. Very intelligent people in Iran. They know what they're doing. Apparently they're playing triple chess with our intelligence agencies who are playing backgammon. Our intelligence agencies are playing backgammon while they're playing triple chess on a celestial machine. Unbelievable to me how we even are talking about this. No reason. Absolutely no reason. So what do you think? And I'll go on to another topic. It could be Hitler as a vegetarian, Hitler as a sugar freak. Vegetarianism is not doesn't give you the right to, you know, the. No, I was right about that, 1983. Had Hitler eaten a lamb chop? God, if he only ate like a leg of lamb once a week, or if before he was about to, let's say, commit an atrocity or invade a country, if Eva Braun had said, Adolf, maybe you should have a lamb stew tonight. I'll make you something nice with potatoes. And you want a nice glass of Riesling, Adolf? And if he listened to her, you know, when he was relaxed and sat back and listened to some music, perhaps the history of World War II would have been quite different. But no, he liked his asparagus. He liked his bell peppers. He liked his pasta, his rice. And then he would have a little dessert afterwards, usually a heavy cream pie, a heavy cream dessert. And he'd go into a rage. He'd go into first a high and then a sugar collapse and pass out. And then he'd wake up from that in such a miserable mood. He'd torture, kill, and invade. So there's a lot to be said for diet and warfare. Thank God Obama eats healthfully. I'm glad that Michelle feeds him well, so he doesn't have the same impulses to go on a rage into another nation. The guy runs. You got to give him credit. Keeps himself in good shape, and he is what he is. But he's a very balanced, very focused man. He knows what he's doing. His agenda is a far left. A revolutionary agenda, and he's doing very well. He's getting away with it. He's got friends in the media, no opposition in the Republican Party. And but on the other hand, he's not plunging into in Syria. We have to say thank God. I mean, that could almost trump everything else that's going on here, the invasion of Syria. It could destroy the country permanently. It could bring us to war with Russia, God forbid. Do you realize that? You study 1917. And again, I don't want to bore you. It's late at night. I just make it short and sweet. You know, I'm a student of history. You know what happened in 1917. World War I didn't have to happen. It started almost the same exact way. No one wanted World War I. There was no reason for it. It was not like World War II. World War II, there was a reason for it. There was no reason for World War I at all. And what happened was one nation threatened another nation. One nation started to take a piece of the other nation's sovereignty, which is what Mexico's doing to the U.S. right now. But instead of our government defending us from Mexico stealing our sovereignty, they're on the side of Mexico. But we won't go into that. It's a little too painful for me to even analyze it. So, you know, sovereignty was being threatened. It was mainly ego of old men, the egos of old men that were being challenged. And the war drums started to be beaten in 1917. War drums, war drums, war drums, war drums, carpets from the looms of Mohawk, war drums. The Mohawk drums started to beat. But it wound up with a war where millions, tens of millions of men were butchered. I mean, I watch footage of World War One. I love documentaries. And I can't believe how many men. I read the numbers, 3 million men, 3 million Germans, 3 million British and French killed, young men. The nations never recovered from that loss. I try to imagine the boys. I try to imagine my son and his friends. I try to imagine the families. I try to imagine the sweethearts. I try to imagine the children. I can't imagine it. You can't even comprehend it. Do you hear the numbers? The West, by the way, never, ever recovered from World War One, ever. It never recovered from World War One, and it led to World War II. And we never recovered from World War II. And the West was so weakened by these unnecessary wars that we have what we have now with rather inferior enemies literally making inroads against us and taking over this country at every turn because the most vigorous stock was destroyed, with some exception, of course. Some of the greatest and most vigorous stock of the West was destroyed in World War I and II. I know you don't want to hear any of this because it brings up genetics and it brings up children and it brings up breeding, and these are no topics. It's like saying Muslim and terrorism. You're not allowed to even think those things. But all right, I just thought of it. Hey, speaking of apps, by the way, just thinking out loud, sue me for thinking out loud if you want. It's not a crime yet in America. I thought was still free. I'm a free thinker. So I say I love buying the app. I bought the app tonight. I'm going to use it when I'm off the air on the Star app. I can't wait. Night Sky, right? Can we get an app put together called a terrorist app where you point it at someone and you see if they're a terrorist? Would that be terrorist profiling? Would that be illegal in some way? I didn't say any race there. What if you could have an app that could sniff a bomb? The FBI apparently knew who they were, but they didn't do anything about it. They have apps, you can imagine. Janet Napolitano has all the apps in the world, every spy camera in the universe, spying on you on your internet, your phone calls, reading your mail. But they didn't know who the terrorists were, but they know what you're thinking if you bought 16 bullets too many last month. Could we have a terrorist app? That would be an interesting app to create. That would be a really good one. How would that work? You point it at someone and you press a button and it says terrorist, no terrorist? How could that be? Well, I'm just joking, of course. You can't have such a thing as that. Or can you? WMAL, Bob thinks we should go into Syria. Good. I'm not going to argue with him. I want to hear his point of view. Bob, thank you for listening so late in the evening. Tell us why you believe we should go into Syria.
Not any more of our boys going in there. I spent 9 years in the Middle East talking with politics and religion with these guys. You can't reason with them. We got people over here saying we need to go in because Obama, if he doesn't, he'll sound like a paper tiger. The whole world already knows he's a clown, so who cares? But here's how it could work out. We go in and we tell them, here's the deal. We're not putting boots on the ground, but we're going to send in planes like we did there to get Gaddafi. And then as soon as you start moving these guys back, we're taking all the chemical weapons out. You misstep once, and we're blowing you up too. Okay, that's the deal.
All right, so you're saying don't go to war in Syria, but if there are chemical weapons being used, go in and take them out.
Shia, like we have with Iran and Iraq.
Hold on. Bob, did you hear what I said? So you're saying you're not calling for war. You're calling for the removal of chemical weapons from Syria's stockpiles. Is that what you're saying?
That, and then once those are removed, you let the Shia fight the Sunni that take over, fight the Shia, and they decimate each other.
Well, that didn't work in Iraq. You didn't have Sunni killing Shia. That didn't work out.
No, because
they're still bombing each other's mosques now, killing each other like they did before. They're still bombing each other. Never happened, by the way, under Saddam. They never bombed each other's mosques. And I'll tell you something else under Saddam, Bush's favorite enemy and whipping boy. the Christians lived in more peace in Iraq under Saddam Hussein than they do under Bush's installed stooges. How do you like that?
Hey, 100%. I never wanted to go into Iraq. It was stupid. I agree with you 100%. We had the guy.
The churches were left alone under Saddam Hussein. The Jewish presence in Syria, which is ancient, thousands of years, was living in peace under Saddam Hussein. They're not in peace anymore under Bush's puppets. So you want to really analyze this great, grave error that was made. I don't want to see the error repeated again. And listen, you said you served over there in Iraq, Bob?
No, I worked for 9 years in Saudi Arabia. And I talked with these guys daily about religion and politics.
All right, so you're opposed to boots on the ground, but you're not opposed to sending troops in to grab the chemical weapons. I'm sending you a free copy of my great novel, A Time for War. I'll be right back.
Joy Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I got to tell you something. I mean, I've had a lot of shows over many years. I haven't added them up. 15,000, 12,000 shows. I once did the addition. If you add up the years, the number of shows per year, vacation, this and that. It's a lot of shows, you know. 12,000, 15,000 shows. And I've survived all of them. But the Boston bombing has gotten me in a certain state that I haven't been in a long time. I've modulated my show over the years because I had to keep from exploding. And it's gotten to be a better show. I'm much more measured in what I say. The irony is better. The satire is better. The sarcasm is better. Believe me, I know it. It's like a ball player knows whether he's getting better or worse, you know, or a surgeon could tell whether his hand is getting more accurate or less accurate. I've been getting better over the years. But this last week tested me in a way I've never been tested. So I got off the air, and I said to myself, Michael, you can't do this anymore. You cannot burn at this rate anymore. You know, I'm talking about like burning on jet fuel as opposed to burning on high octane. I was burning on AAA jet aviation fuel for the last 6 days. I'll burn out the motor. The brain, the heart will go. I can't do this anymore. Not at that pace. And then I would tell you the truth. I said, I'm not going to do this anymore at that pace. It isn't worth it. It doesn't get me what I wanted to get me, and I'm going to stop because it's going to kill me. And I really don't want to die on the air. But I have never seen a nation in denial like this. I've never seen such perverted mentality permeating the liberal media as I have in the last week. I've never seen anything like this. You would think this is a time for all Americans to come together, draw our wagons together, and make sense together of what happened. Instead, they went crazier than before. All of the left-wing drug addicts went crazier than before. And the explanation, when there is no explanation, and you don't have an explanation, I know what I do. I go back to my book from 2005. It was a New York Times bestseller, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Savage Solutions. That's all. Because whatever doesn't make sense, that's the only thing that it answers the question. Liberalism is a mental disorder. When I started in radio, I said we went from a melting pot to a chamber pot. Oh, I was condemned for that. I was right, though. You may not like it. It may be offensive to you. But, yeah, that's what it is. I'm the son of an immigrant. It's a little different, though, when your family comes here and tells you to learn English and respect America and pledge to the flag and become a Boy Scout than to come here and stamp on the flag and, you know, disrespect the country in every way, rob it every way you can, work the system every way you can. And there is no culture. Where is the culture? The goons with tattoos on their neck, that's your culture? That's your culture? A reality show is your idea of an idol? You don't even know who Madame Curie is. But you could probably name 10 reality stars who have done nothing in their life but be sluts. And you never heard of Madame Curie. You don't know who she is. It's unbelievable to me. So how does a country go on when it loses its culture? Even if you talk about popular culture, take a look at your popular culture, and you'll know what's coming. You'll know what's coming very soon. We were conquered. But this is not the first nation to have been conquered. It's just the first time you've ever seen it happen, but you're not being told you're conquered. And you're so dumb, you don't even know you're being conquered. Never before in history has a nation's demography changed without a war. Never before in history has a nation's demography changed without the nation having gone through and lost the war and then having been conquered and taken over, and then its language changed and its culture changed. You may not like hearing it. It's a fact of history. No nation embraces another nation's culture willingly, because then it would cease being a nation. But you see, you have Quislings as leaders. They are the equivalent of the Indian chiefs who sold out the Indians for wampum. They got the guns, they got the wampum, and they sold their brother Indians down the river. And they let the cavalry and the white man take their villages and to destroy their towns and their little teepee villages or whatever, take their hunting lands. They were sold out by their own chiefs. We are being sold out by our own chiefs. And that's my analogy. I mean, all my life I have been on and off melancholic, so to speak. I mean, because I am so heartbroken over what I see. I thought this would unify America. Instead, I've seen the insanity of the left exhibited so plain. The Islamophilia at a time like this, combined with the Christophobia, combined with the America hatred, is enough to make you sick. So who was the worst of them? I'm asking you, the audience of this show, this great show on all these 200 stations, whether it's San Francisco, New York, Texas, Nashville, anywhere in between, Washington, D.C., even you can call from WMAL. Even you're allowed to call, even though Dana Milbank works in your town, I'll let you call the show. Who was the worst? Who was the most egregious Islamophile? Who was the most disgusting, the most servile, the most worm-like, the most like a Solenterite in the media? You know what I mean? I should stick to what I should do. I just radio here, meat and potatoes, how to make mashed potatoes, pressure cookers. Maybe I should give pressure cooker recipes for food. What's ironic to me is my poor mother had a pressure cooker in the house in the Bronx when I was a kid. That was a very popular way of cooking in those days. We all feared it. There was almost a comedic element to it. We sat in the house waiting for it to blow up. She was making a beef stew in the kitchen, and we all watched the meter on the pressure cooker. We said, "Ma, you know, well, how does that thing work?" We didn't understand it. Well, she'd explain it, and the pressure with the heat, and it cooks faster. I don't know, but we would watch the needle on the meter to make sure, because once she went out of the kitchen for a minute, you could have like a hand grenade in the kitchen. We had no idea. I mean, to me, a pot is a pot. What was the pressure cooker she had? God bless her. She was a great cook, but she used a pressure cooker. So I said, what irony. I mean, we went from a pressure cooker making a pot roast in my lifetime to now a pressure cooker making into a bloodbath in my lifetime. What a devilish group of people. Wow, what devils. The birds, I have more respect for animals and birds than I do for human beings. You know, I don't know why. A lot of childhood things are coming back to me lately. My father would tell me, he was a big nature lover, uneducated in the formal sense, but very well read in a popular sense. Always wanted to know more. He was interested in things, read a lot of newspapers primarily, but tried to piece things together. And in his reasoning, he gave me the illness of reason. Because that's a deficit in America today. Otherwise, see, you don't fit in if you reason. If you think, you're actually considered an enemy combatant to the liberal establishment. But he used to try to, think things through. So I remember he would look at natural things, animals, and he would say to me, everything wants to live. You'd say, well, that's kind of mundane. Well, is it mundane? It's not really that mundane when you think about a street weed popping up through the pavement. Where does it get its tenacity to grow through the pavement? Everything wants to live. An ant wants to live. You swat a bug, it tries to fly half crippled. Everything wants to live. And if you're a human being, you come to understand the dignity of life, the importance of life, the sacred nature of life. And yet there are people on this planet who spend every waking minute thinking how to kill, maim, cut, destroy, cause as much damage to other humans as possible. It's beyond comprehension. How does a mother teach a child that? How do they do this? Yet they do. How does this go on this planet at the same time? So then he said to me, man is the only animal. He had a real disdain for humanity at some points after what he'd seen coming here from Russia and living here. He worked very hard, you know, died young, working hard. But nevertheless, he said to me, man is the only animal. He used to love dogs and animals the way I do. And he said, man is the only animal that kills for pleasure. And I was stunned by it. I didn't know what he meant. He said, yeah. He would shake his head, yep. Yeah. Man is the only animal that kills for pleasure. I said, Dad, what do you mean? I don't understand it. I see a lion killing an animal. He said, yes, but they're killing it for food. Dad, I see a tiger jumping on a poor, you know, gazelle and eating it. Yep, but they're doing it for food. They're not doing it for fun. He said, man is the most vicious animal on the planet. Well, it turns out it's not entirely true. Zoology has taught us that there are, in fact, varieties within varieties of species that kill for pleasure, just for the pleasure of it. Chimpanzees kill for pleasure. It's those friendly little stupid little guys. They're very vicious, dangerous animals. Louis and the monkey. Read about Louis and the monkey in my book, my autobiographical book, Train Tracks. But by and large, man is the only animal that kills for pleasure. By and large. It's not a solid fact in that sense that no animals other than man kill for pleasure. But by and large, man kills for pleasure. Other animals don't. So after this Boston bombing, I look at the birds and I see a boy bird and a girl bird. Male and female, as God made them, all day long. In fact, I just peeked my head out of the studio again. It's 6:45 here. It's still light. They're still gathering the grass that was cut today to make a nest for their little bird, their little eggs somewhere. The head turning back and forth, always vigil, afraid of a cat, afraid of a dog, afraid of a this, afraid of a that, afraid of a hawk, afraid of a vulture, afraid of a net, afraid of a... Every second back and forth, busy little birds. You have to have love for life when you see these birds. You have to have love for animals when you see this. And then you come to the reality, the stone wall we hit last Monday, when you see people who were given everything on a silver platter in this country. The world, the country bent over backwards to let these subhumans into this country. And we hear now from the media that they were misunderstood, they had no friends. We don't know why. We don't know how. We have no idea where they learned it. They must have gotten it through the air. Maybe they were Christians here. They could have been Christians. I never saw anything like this. The Islamophilia is, at this point, reaching an insane crescendo. It's reaching an insane crescendo with the liberals in the media who are truly showing you who they are. I mean, you could call them out now for showing their insanity at a time like this. So those are the teachings of Savage for today. That's it. That's all I wanted to say to you. I wanted you to go home at the end of the day with the word Islamophilia, because the Islamophiles in the media are Christophobes. They fear Christians. They fear Christians that cross Christianity. They have hatred for Christianity, a vicious, almost genetic hatred for Christianity, even though many of them were born Christian. They distrust and hate their own religion. But for some reason, they have no such fears and feelings for Islam. How is that possible? Why are they such apologists for Islam? I'm asking a question. Does anyone have an answer for that? It's an interesting question in its own way. I don't understand really where they're coming from. I don't understand how they get this mentally ill. I don't understand it. The mental illness in the government media establishment is beyond comprehension. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40. because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe it's Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearm stores to run short on inventory. If this is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralax.com, M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
Rackspace just open-sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere, in your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at Rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Under this administration, we have had one terrorist attack after another because of the weakness of the government media complex. It's not just the Sarnoff brothers. It's not just the brothers Sarnoff. It's not them. It's because Obama and the entire liberal establishment is afraid to discriminate against Muslims. And so instead he discriminates against America.
Look, I want to talk to you about the most important book I've ever written. I believe it's going to be my last nonfiction book, Trickle Down Tyranny, Crushing Obama's Dream of the Socialist States of America. A lot of people in radio and elsewhere hawk books, and I can understand it. I've done it myself. This is the single most important book I have ever written. Why? Do you want the USA or the USS of A? Do you want the United States of America to remain? Or would you like to see it become Obama's dream of the Union of Socialist States of America? That is the question. And I'm telling you, this is the one book that can stop Obama's tyranny. And that's why I ask you not to leave me in the lurch and not to leave America in the lurch. But I got to tell you something. Ask yourself these questions. And if you agree with me, then buy the book and show it to a friend. While you celebrated on New Year's Eve, Obama stole your civil rights. Under the guise of fighting terrorism, Obama signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act, giving the federal military the authority to arrest any American citizen. With this unprecedented seizure of power, the most divisive and dangerous president in U.S. history eliminated both the Posse Comitatus Act and the writ of habeas corpus. It's so bad that even the liberal, uber-liberal ACLU was shocked, as was his own Justice Department. We now live in a dictatorship, an early Argentina of the 1970s, where the military now has almost supreme power over our lives and freedoms. Obama said, don't worry, I won't use this power. Do you believe him? I don't. The NDAA is the most anti-Freedom Act ever signed into American law, and the complicit media let it go almost unnoticed. So as I say to you, you can stop trickle-down tyranny from metastasizing. Do you believe that under Obama, poverty is rewarded, success is punished? Do you believe our worst enemies are praised while our allies are stiffed? Do you believe our borders are descending into chaos? Do you believe corporations and cronies are making off with all the wealth, and corporations such as GE pay no taxes? Well, trickle-down tyranny is the one book you need to stop this emerging dictatorship. These 300 pages show you the dangerous laws and power grabs of the Obama regime and what we can do to stop this leftist gang. I can go on, and I will. Why do I say trickle-down tyranny is the most important book I've ever written? Well, I start with this. Economies can be rebuilt, armies can be repopulated, but once a nation's pride is gone, it can almost never be restored. The loss of a nation's honor is something not even centuries can repair. The next president must love America. The next president must embody unequivocally everything that is good about a country, this country going back to its founding. In other words, the next president must be the exact opposite of Barack Obama. He must be a man of high character. Do you believe Obama's a man of high character, a man who invites a vile, racist comedian in, who boasted it was like black heaven, and there were only... I don't even want to go on about this. It's getting me sick. The tyranny that is emerging is not a joke, nor is it hyperbole. Chapter 1, Advice to the Next President, the Savage World View. Chapter 2, Tyranny of a Naked Marxist Presidency. Chapter 3, Tyranny of the Government Media Complex. 4, Tyranny of the Treasurer. 5, Tyranny of Obama's Radical Accomplices. 6, Tyranny of Obama's Corporate Cronies. 7, Tyranny of the Egghead Wars. 8, Tyranny of Treating Our Friends Like Enemies and Our Enemies Like Friends. 8, Tyranny of Green Energy. 9, Tyranny of the Anti-Justice Department. 11, Crushing Obama's Cadre Before They Crush Us. It's all in trickle-down tyranny. Now, what I want to do for you, when I pick up a book in a bookstore, I read the first paragraph and the last paragraph. So let me read you the last paragraph of trickle-down tyranny. Barack Obama has taken over jobs, health care, the auto industry, student loans, and mortgages. He's wiped out habeas corpus in the name of national security. He's eliminated the Posse Comitatus Act. We're living under a crypto dictatorship right now. In trickle-down tyranny, I've shown you the scope of the Obama takeover, and I've shown you how we can crush it before it crushes us.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burns on Talk 560 KSFO. Here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Two sisters who run a Livermore preschool are accused of endangering the lives of infants by binding them too tightly in swaddling blankets. The attorney for Nazala and Lida Sheriff say the women didn't intend to hurt the babies. The Contra Costa Times reports state officials closed the daycare last month. KSFO traffic. Right now, we do happen to have an accident in the Dublin area, 580 eastbound North Flynn Road there. Apparently, this is a four-car accident. Two of the cars are on the right-hand shoulder. KSFO weather, partly cloudy skies, fog moving in overnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Once the morning fog burns off, highs will be from the low 60s at the coast to the upper 70s, mid 80s inland. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Carolyn Burns, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Rearview camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's number one acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So, stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive 100% risk-free for 60 days. And we're giving away our amazing dark spot corrector, free and yours to keep, just for participating. With dark spot corrector, it's like your breakouts were never even there. Be one of the 50 people to complete the 100% risk-free trial and get a free dark spot corrector. Supplies are limited, and this offer ends soon, so call now. 1-800-669-5252. That's 1-800-669-5252. 1-800-669-5252.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch. Smile.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I would say to my colleagues, and I understand their views are heartfelt, the chairman has a very open process. So if you have ways to improve the bill, offer an amendment when we start markup in May and let's vote on it. I say
sack.
That particularly those who are pointing
you
to what
lying
happened, the terrible
sack.
Tragedy in Boston as a
you sewer of a human being.
Excuse.
Schumer, you're a disgrace to your family. You're a disgrace to humanity. You're a disgrace to humanity, Schumer. Here is a man named Schumer. He's always been shameful. We know that. After the Boston bombings, he's saying we need more immigrants, not fewer. So I'll ask you, the American people, to tell Schumer what you think of him. Do you think there should be a delay on this bullet train being put forward by the Democrats, including the Quisling Rubio, to bring in Millions, tens of millions of immigrants, unscreened immigrants. Wouldn't common sense say, wait, slow down? Why is Schumer pushing this? Why is Rubio, the ice cream man, pushing it? Because they're bought out Quislings. That's why, in my opinion. Quisling, look it up, Quisling. Like you look up the word Tamerlan. Tamerlan. The mother names him for a Hitler of his time. And you wonder why he winds up a maimer and a bomber. I let flies out of a window. I let flies out of a window. He grew up figuring out how to put glass and nails and such into a pressure cooker to tear off as much flesh as possible. He's named for a man named Tamerlan, who was known as a Muslim cruel conqueror, a Mongol, that, by the way, claimed to be a descendant of Genghis Khan, who ravaged one city after another. And they said he built pyramids of human skulls in Delhi. Delhi is India, of course, a region of India today. 80,000 skulls. So she names him for a man named Tamerlan. He grows up to be a bomber, a terrorist, and you're shocked? And Obama? Not a word. Not a word from the government media complex about radical Islam. Should we bring in more people from Islamic regions without screening them more carefully? Should we screen those who are already here on asylum? Why? Doesn't that make sense to you? Yes, of course it makes sense to you, but you're not Charles Schumer. You haven't picked, well, let's stop right there. This is not a stage show. It's a national radio show known as The Savage Nation. If it was a stage show, I'd tell you what I really thought. I have a direct transcript of the hospital interview conducted with the Boston bomber. It's shocking. They actually sent a U.S. attorney into the hospital with a public defender, and they asked the bomber, that's terrorist number two, that's Tamerlan's baby brother, the poor victim. The poor victim who didn't fit in. The poor victim who didn't fit into evil America. No one's asked how he funded himself. Did he have any help? No, he was a victim. And I'm going to read it to you. The court, I will ask the doctor whether or not the patient is alert. You can arouse him. Dr. Odom, he's in the hospital now. How are you feeling? They say to bomber number two, the boat boy. The one they found under the bloody top. We'll call him Boat Boy. Dr. Odom says, how are you feeling? Are you able to answer some questions? The defendant, that's Boat Boy. Defendant nods affirmatively. The clerk, United States District Court for District of Massachusetts, now in session. Honorable Marion B. Bala presiding. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2013. The case of U.S. versus Sarnoff, Magistrate Judge number 132106, will now be heard. Will counsel please identify themselves for the record? Mr. Weinreb. Good morning, Your Honor. William Weinreb for the United States. Mr. Fick. Good morning, Your Honor. William Fick for Mr. Tsarnov. The court. And you have had an opportunity to speak with him? Mr. Fick. Very briefly, Your Honor. The court says, so you have your lawyers here? The defendant. That's Boat Boy. Defendant nods head affirmatively. We were told he shot himself in the neck and couldn't do anything. Already he's nodding. See, every day you get another government media complex story. Was near death, hanging by a thread, wouldn't recover, blind, deaf, and dumb, shot himself in the neck, unlikely he talked. Already he's up in bed, having jello and nodding. The court, Mr. Sarnoff, I am Magistrate Judge Bowler. This hearing is your initial appearance before the court. We are here because you have been charged in a federal criminal complaint. At this hearing, I will advise you of your constitutional and legal rights. You morons, you. Constitutional legal rights, you stupid idiots, you. You stupid morons, you. Even your liberal hero, FDR, waived constitutional and legal rights for Nazis who came into America and tried to conduct espionage. Look up the case, Quirin et al. They had no constitutional and legal rights. And by the way, some of them were American citizens, but once they went over to the other side, even FDR knew they didn't deserve constitutional legal rights. They were enemy combatants. Everybody knows that except Barack Obama, the great constitutional scholar, and Eric Holder, another great constitutional scholar. They don't even understand their own legal precedent. He's not entitled to constitutional rights. But nevertheless, he has them now. So they tell him he has rights. And the judge says, I'll tell you about the charges against you and the penalties the court can impose if found guilty. Both boy, you have been charged with one, use of a weapon of mass destruction in violation of 18 U.S. Code Section Blah, and malicious destruction of property resulting in death in violation of 18 United States Code Section Blah. Mr. Weinreb, what are the maximum penalties? Mr. Weinreb, the prosecutor allegedly for the government, says, Your Honor, the maximum penalty in each count is death or imprisonment for any term of years or life. Court says, is there a fine? Mr. Weinreb says, a fine of up to $250,000. That shouldn't be too hard for a boat boy to get from his liberal friends in Cambridge. I'm sure his neighbors could raise it with a pot pie dinner. A pot pie dinner. You come and smoke pot and you bring a pie. A pot pie dinner, they could raise $250,000 in one night amongst the liberals in Cambridge. The court says, I will tell you about your right to counsel and blah, blah, blah. Then they say to Boat Boy today in the hospital, this is not a trial and you will not be called upon to answer the charges at this time. If at any time I say something you do not understand, interrupt me and say so. Is that clear? Boat Boy. Boat Boy nods affirmatively. Court proceeds. All right. I note that the defendant has nodded affirmatively. You hear he's better already. Thanks to the geniuses at Boston Brigham Hospital. Actually, no, that's not the irony. You know what hospital Boat Boy is in? You're never going to believe. Is it a hospital named for a Jewish hospital? This is there's one irony after another here. The Muslim bomber was given such care in a Jewish-named hospital that he's nodding already 2 days later. 4 days later, he's nodding already. 2 days ago, he had his throat shot out. Couldn't move, couldn't talk. Now, all of a sudden, it wasn't his people who saved him, was it? He wasn't saved in a hospital in Dagestan. He wasn't given treatment in Cuba, was he? He was given treatment in Boston by some people whose throat he would cut and throw down a well. So he's fine already. He's nodding already. All right, note the defendant's nodded affirmatively. You have the right under the Constitution of the United States to remain silent. Any statement may be used against you in court, and you have the right not to have your own words used against you. You may consult with an attorney prior to any question. You may have the attorney present during questioning. Counsel will be appointed without charge if you cannot afford counsel. If you choose to make a statement or to answer questions without the assistance of counsel, you may stop answering at any time. Isn't that nice? We have such a wonderful country. Is it any wonder we had a 9/11? Is it any wonder we've had one terrorist incident after another? They come here and laugh at us. They laugh at us. They laugh at the schmucks. They know how to work the system. They come here on asylum. Give me your tired, your poor, and your pressure cooker bombers. Give me your tired, your poor, and your pressure cooker bombers. This right means you do not have to answer any questions put to you by law enforcement agents or by the assistant U.S. attorney, Mr. Weinreb. Then the judge says, I want to make it clear you're not prohibited from making statements, but that if you do, they can be used against you. You're not required to make a statement at this initial appearance, and any statement you do make may be used against you. Finally, if I ask you any questions here in this court, here in this hearing, or at any future hearing which you think might incriminate you, you have the right not to answer. It's a good system to work if you come in with a pressure cooker bomb and you name for the Adolf Hitler of your people. See, if you name for Tamerlan, the Muslim Mongol conqueror who left mountains of human skulls in his conquests, and then you know you could be protected by liberalism and liberal lawyers, why not set off a pressure cooker bomb? Because if he escapes the noose, he'll get a job on NBC probably. They'll give him a show on MSNBC as a victim. Do you understand everything I've said about your right to remain silent? Defendant. Boat Boy nods. Well enough to nod again. Court. Again, I note that the defendant has nodded affirmatively. I said earlier you have the right to retain counsel, blah, blah, blah. You have the right to an attorney, blah, blah, blah. Can you afford a lawyer? Defendant. He says no? He actually says no now? He didn't nod now. He actually said no. So we know his voice box is working. See, I'm reading it from the transcript. I didn't make any of this up. Not one word except my editorializing has been made up on the spot. The court says, let the record reflect that I believe the defendant has said no. He just said no. So then they're telling him that they're going to list the assets and blah, blah, blah. And if it's false, you can get subject to a fine. You hear? $250,000. Again, they could raise that in one night in Cambridge with a pot pie party. 5 years in jail. He's worried about that. He can go to teach more jihadis in jail. He'll demand that his religion and special meals. In addition, if there's any change in your financial status, you have an obligation to inform the court. Ordinarily, I would be asking the bail question. Mr. Fick, I'm going to defer that question at this time. Your Honor, and agree to voluntary detention without prejudice. The court, all right. For the record, what is the government moving for? And then Mr. Weinreb says what he's moving for. Court says, all right. I note that the defendant has entered into a period of voluntary detention without prejudice. Do counsel want to be heard on any other matters. Mr. Weinreb, no, Your Honor. Mr. Fick, no, Your Honor. The court. At this time, at the conclusion of the initial appearance, I find that the defendant is alert, mentally competent, and lucid. He is aware of the nature of the proceedings. All right, we stand at recess. Pause in proceedings. Then there's a little more, which I'll read to you when I come back. He was given the best of medical care in a hospital named for a Jewish group, Jewish saints, which is quite ironic, wouldn't you say? It's very interesting to me how what America is, how it bends over backwards for people who would cut their throats, throw them down wells, blow up their cities, kill their children. It's a wonderful country. America is a wonderful country where the streets are paved not with gold, but with yolds. The streets are paved with yolds. See, immigrants used to come here and they'd say, in America, the streets are paved with gold. And they work to make gold. Now they come here saying, in America, the streets are paved with yolds. Yold is an old German word for fool. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars, and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-854-1470 and claim your free copy. Call 800-854-1470. That's 800-854-1470. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
40 days and 40 nights might have been fine for Noah, but not when it comes to getting a home loan. Don't get taken for a long boat ride by some big bank when you could fund your loan in a matter of days at Crestline Funding. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding. Not only will we get your loan done fast, we'll do it for no cost. No points, no fees with a 2.75% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees with a 2.75% rate and APR. Crestline Funding is a local lender that's funded billions of dollars of loans to California families just like you. And right now, you can get a no-cost fixed rate loan at just 2.75% rate and APR. Don't miss the boat on this great offer that can save you thousands over the life of your loan. Call Crestline Funding today at 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. 800-299-9400. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner occupied, 75% LTV with impounds. 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1978.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
An open mic to Mike Day, okay? If you want to talk about what you're seeing in America today, it's a very, very crazy time to be alive. Thank God we're alive. I got to tell you that I don't know anyone who's sane who's not wrecked by what happened in Boston, and tied in with that, the insanity of the American media and the disconnect with the government. I saw a hearing on legalizing 50 million illegal aliens. Now, again, I say 50 for a reason. The bill says that they can bring in their family members. So they say it's 11 million, you know it's 20. The government lies about everything. So if there's 20 million illegals here already, I say 30, and they can bring in their families. What, 100 million people could come here? And there she was, Janet Napolitano. They gave her lipstick. They put pearls on her. They gave her a dress for a middle-aged woman. And she made no sense whatsoever. It was embarrassing. It was written for a seventh grade level. And she thinks she's pulling it off. The way she talks, she thinks that everyone's just buying the malarkey. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. Is this country that stupid, I ask myself? It can't be that dumb. It will be, though. If you legalize 11 to 50 million illegal aliens who don't speak, write, or read English, tell me what the government is going to be able to get away with after they are citizens and can vote. Take a look at Guatemala. That's what America will become. Take a look at the corruption in Mexico. That's what America will become, which is why they want the illegals here, I say to myself. But I really want to talk about the Islamophilia in the media. That's right, a word you haven't heard yet because you haven't heard it. You've heard of Islamophobia, but you haven't heard of Islamophilia. You've heard of Islamophobia. Every time you say one word about Muslims and bombs, you're attacked as an Islamophobe. So I'm going to talk about Islamophilia, which is an inordinate love for Islam by Americans who are not even Islamic. The same folks who have Christophobia, who fear the cross, who fear Christ worshippers, who fear Christians, who fear anyone who's a Christian, in other words, seem to be in love with Islam. They're Islamophiles. Why? How does this work? So I'm going to ask you, of all of the apologists in the media, who was the worst in the last 2 days? Who made you so crazy that you wanted to break something? Who was the worst Islamophile in the media? Who bent over backwards to apologize for them? You know, all afternoon, it's a windy day here. We've had a heat wave in California, Northern California, which some love, I hate. But all right, that's weather. Heat wave, couple of days. Now, thank God, the fog's coming and it's cool. I could put on the flannel shirt again. That's what I love about the Bay Area. It never stays hot for too long. So I didn't go out much. I took a bike ride. I've just been hanging around, watching the news, reading, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm looking at birds on my fence all afternoon. There's a pair of birds that have been tweeting for days. They come every year, the same species. And I'm sorry to say, although I'm a bit of an amateur ornithologist, I don't know the species. They're small, little red breast, little red head. And they're a pair, a boy and a girl, a male and a female. And all day long, they're on the fence. and they're tweeting each other, actually tweeting, making sense to each other, unlike Geraldo Rivera. Tweet all day long. And one gets some straw, some grass. The gardeners were here today and picks it up. It's unbelievably touching to watch their lives. And then they dart off and build a nest. This is the way life is. This is the way life is for all species on the planet, whether it be an ant or a human. But not for some. There are some who think how to destroy the other person's nest. Their every waking moment is given to blowing things up, maiming people, ripping out their eyes, cutting off their heads. And we bring in more of them. More and more and more. People whose religion literally teaches them to kill and murder. Ah, I don't want to hear any more about... Please, leave me alone already with the small and the few. Here's a little story for you that didn't make it to your paper, and I've been seeing it on obscure sites. It finally hit the New York Post this afternoon, and I posted it. I linked to it on michaelsavage.com. Did Boston terrorists murder three Jews? Boston police are investigating new suspicions that the dead Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Sonyev, not the brothers Karamazov, but the brothers Sonyev, the elder, was involved in the unsolved murder of three Jews found in an apartment of Walter Mass on September 12, 2011, with their throats slashed. Sonyev was a close friend of Brendan Mess, one of the dead men, who was found with Eric Weissman and Raphael Taken, one a Brandeis University graduate and the other a devout Jew. The triple murder was originally considered drug-related because the bodies were found covered in marijuana. A Boston Globe profile of the Tsarnaev brothers made the first connection to the triple murder. It has since emerged that the murders took place on September 11, 2001. September 11, 2001, on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. That's a famous day for Islamists, by the way. Now, what does it have to do with anything? Well, it has a lot to do with it because the idiots in the media, the fools, the people who tweet and make less sense than a bird, were saying that the brothers were alienated and they had no American friends, which is a lie. He had a very good friend. Oh, yeah. And his good friend had his throat cut. Brendan Mess. It was one of his good friends. He took him to the gym. They worked out together. And after his friend, who apparently didn't have, to the tweeters in the media, Brendan Mess was found with his throat slashed, there was a funeral. But the good man Sonyev, the wonderful man Sonyev, did not go to his friend's funeral, and so other friends said that was odd. But they said he had no friends. But he had a friend, and he was found with his throat cut, with two others who were in the apartment, wrong place at the wrong time, and covered with marijuana. So one of the theories circulating is that the younger brother who's still alive, who's a massive pothead, by the way, marijuana kills, marijuana is dangerous, marijuana alters your mind, marijuana makes you do things you would never otherwise do, marijuana is the most dangerous drug on the planet, marijuana is very dangerous. That's why people smoke it. It frees them up. They say sex is better on marijuana, well, so is murder, apparently, and so is assassination, which is why the word hashish derives from the Arabic hashish assassin. I'm not just saying it for word fun. Look it up. A lot of assassins through the ages have smoked hashish before going on a rampage. But you don't want to know that. You just want your children to feel good. If it feels good, do it.
Savage.